Mark Lawrenson joins us on the show, former Albion player. That last record, Good Times by Sheep, was in the charts when you were playing at the Albion, Loro.
Behave yourself. I'm sure it was before my time.
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah, sorry to bring that up. So, listen, I guess you keep an eye on the Seagulls because, hey, it could be in the Premier League next year. So what have you made of the season so far and that win yesterday?
Well, fantastic, aren't you? Isn't 18 matches unbeaten as well at the moment? And I think just there, we're listening to Johnny, I think he gets it absolutely right. You've got to have in the Championship, because it's a horrible, dirty, scrappy league, you've got to have that ability on the bad days for you to be able to defend, not to concede, but somebody to go and win you the game, whether it's Hamed, whether it's Murray, whether it's Knockout, whoever it is. And that's what Albion have got. I mean, I see a lot of Preston. I go to most of their home games whenever possible. And it's really the toughest. It's the toughest league in Europe to get out of. And I know you've had two good goes at it, but just looking at the league this morning, Brighton and Newcastle, they are the two outstanding teams. And I look at Reading, Huddersfield, Leeds, Sheffield Wednesday, maybe Derby. Do you know what? I honestly don't think they'll catch the top two at all. I think both Albion and Newcastle eventually will go clear.
And, I mean, I saw your match of the day over the weekend. How do you think the Albion would fare against some of the Premier League teams at the moment? You say the Championship is dirty and scrappy. Yeah. What's different in the Premier League?
You're allowed to play a bit more. You're allowed to have the ball and play. It's just that sometimes in the Championship you can make mistakes and not get punished. When you get to the Premier League, you get punished. But the thing is, I mean, if you're asking me now, but with Brighton's team, how they do in the Premier League, they'll struggle. But of course, it will change drastically and dramatically if and when they get there, because you will get better players in. I mean, when you look at the Albion and the story over the last few years, Tony Bloom's done an absolutely sensational job. And I mean, I know Chrissy Hooton extremely well. I played with him for the Republic. He's a really good manager, sensible guy. Paul Barber's also in chief exec, I think, now. Derek Allen in the office, he was there at Preston. And it just looks like the club's not just got a very good side and a good manager, but also been run extremely well off the pitch. And it's a massive thing at this level. And as long as you don't overcommit yourselves, I think you will always have a chance, because some of the wage bills in this league are just absolutely mad. I mean, I know Preston have these, I think it's the sixth lowest wage bill. So we play above ourselves every single week, finish halfway up, and we think we've won the league. But to actually to win it, which I think obviously Brighton and Newcastle both have a chance, would be fantastic for both.
OK, and so from a player's point of view, Mark, you've played at this level. So what's in the player's point of view? They want to be on that big money. They want to be playing at the highest level, don't they? So there's plenty of incentive for them.
Oh, the incentive is absolutely massive, because it wouldn't really matter. If just say now you've got 3.5 years left on your contract. If you're one of the lads who plays on a regular basis and gets promoted, and it looks as though you're going to be in the team on a regular basis in the Premier League, you get a wage rise. And by the way, it's a proper wage rise when you get into the Premier League. So, yeah, I think undoubtedly, and even the ones who are just on the fringe and maybe don't think they're good enough for the Premier League, they will still get a good side maybe in the Championship. So it's win-win-win for everyone. It's win-win-win for the club. I think when Hull came up via last season's playoffs, I'm pretty sure everyone had wild estimates about how much it's worth to them. But I'm pretty sure I read this thing, guy from the Premier League was saying, if you are on least in terms of the live games in your one and only year in the Premier League, so I think that's four, it was worth £163 million to the club with the two kind of parachute payments if you came down. So just think about that alone.
That's two brand new Amex stadiums, essentially.
Well,
Roughly speaking.
Or maybe Tony putting some money back in his pocket after spending it all.
Yeah. and perhaps you couldn't blame him for that, because, I mean, you know, that he kind of launched us on this trajectory.
Well, he's just, you know, the great thing is, I'm pretty right in saying that there's no debt, because he's paid up all the debts. He doesn't owe any money to anybody. I mean, what a fantastic position that is to be in as a football club in the Championship, going extremely well.
All right, Mark, lovely to talk to you today. Thanks for your time. Nice to see you. See you again. Mark Lawrenson there. Johnny Cantor, I mean, the slump last year, which kind of did for the Seagulls at this time of year, before Christmas, that they've avoided that this year. They now need to keep this momentum going forward.
They do, but what they have now is strength in depth, which they maybe didn't have last season. And it's interesting hearing Mark talk about don't overstretch yourselves. I don't think Tony Bloom would do that. But if you look back at the likes of Burnley, they've got players like Ashley Barnes in their team, Sam Vokes. These are players that played for the Albion. You know, Ben Mee. These are not household names. So you can get up there and stay up there. Yes, you will need to strengthen. I don't think Tony Bloom would go hell for leather and overexpose himself in terms of investment. But it can be done if you do it the right way. And that's what they did last season. They brought in three key players, Glenn Murray, Shane Duffy, and arguably maybe Steve Sidwell and Oliver Norwood, one of the, you know, not always playing regularly themselves. And that's been the difference, I think, this year to that time when they probably slipped up over Christmas and New Year. And he mentions Tony Bloom. He is a key figure in the next month or so. You know, we talked about it between 5 and 6 on the final whistle yesterday. The resolve of the chairman not to accept the bids that are on the table. And these are big, big bids.
What does this mean? Tell us more about this.
So you've got players like Lewis Dunk. He's in the prime of his life. He's probably the best central defender in the Championship. Already the club have had bids of 12, 13 million from the likes of Crystal Palace. Dale Stevens as well. You know, he's actually out of contract at the end of the year. He will come under pressure from other teams that still want to buy him. Burnley put 8 bids in to buy these players. And they're popular because they're very, very good. And it's his resolve to keep them and not accept these bids. I understand there were actually a few bids for Anthony Knockaert as well. So, you know, his resolve over the next 4 or 5 weeks is key. And he'll probably say, well, actually, if Dale Stevens leaves in January and goes and I don't get any money for him and he disappears on a free transfer, I can forsake that £8 million because, as Lauro said there, I'm getting £160 million coming up over the next couple of years if we do get promoted. And Dale Stevens is a key part of that. So he'll want to keep hold of all those key players and maybe just a couple of additions, maybe even just one addition. Attacking midfielder is probably one. A creative player is probably what they're looking for. Maybe a striker in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
But again, looking at it from a player's point of view, if the opportunity in the next month came up to be guaranteed Premier League football from now on because they're going to a club that's already there, that's really tempting because, you know, something could go wrong and the Albion may not make it. And then there's another year when they're not playing for you know, doubling their money or whatever they're going to get.
I think so, but I think what there's probably discussions, and you know, I'm not a party to these discussions, but what happens is you would probably say, look, stay with us to the end of the season. If we don't go up, you can go, it's fine, we understand we can't keep you, but stay with us to the end of the season, then we'll give you a 4 or 5 year contract perhaps on really good Premier League money. This I'm talking about key players here, the likes of maybe Murray on a permanent deal, Anthony Knockaert played in the Premier League with Leicester, Shane Duffy, Republic of Ireland international, maybe even Dale Stevens if they can get him to stay, Baram Kyle, these kind of people. They'll say to them, you stay with us, if we don't go up, you can leave. If you can, stay with us, and then you'll get your big whopping pay deal come August.
And they play like a bunch of people who enjoy playing football together.
They do. At times, actually, they were a little bit scrappy between each other. I mean, a bit of frustration between Glenn Murray and Anthony Knockaert yesterday at times when the passing wasn't quite right. But it's because they care. But the scenes at the end, when you saw Lewis Dunk flying in front of the advertising hoardings, you can see it on our Facebook page, the picture of him. As he said, he actually said, I wanted everyone to just get off. I was screaming at them, get off me, because there was about 10 of them on top of him, crushing him as he celebrated that goal. That's what it means to them. We've talked about this togetherness for the last 3 or 4 months, and you certainly feel they've been galvanised by the frustration and disappointment of last May, and they've taken that and they've taken it on and they've taken it to a different level. Now they want to go to a different level and a different division.